The United States still has close to 400 one-room schools, and you can find about a quarter of them in Montana. This morning, our series of reports on one-room schools takes us to Powell County, Montana. That's where Montana's gold rush began and where cattlemen came later to graze their herds. Today, Powell County is like a lot of rural areas. It's losing people, and its public schools are losing students. Nina Ellis reports on those who remain.
A tall man with a fluffy gray beard to the middle of his chest is branding and castrating calves today. It's dusty and smoky work, and when a calf kicks, the man cuts his hand to the bone with his own knife.
Hazard of the job.
This is Jules Weber. He's helping a friend on the ranch today. Jules Weber is also the superintendent of Powell County's rural schools, and he'll be in his office at the courthouse in Deer Lodge tomorrow, worrying about how to prepare his students for life after graduation. Young people are leaving here for lack of jobs, and Weber wants to change that by giving kids access to technology when they're young.
What I'm hoping is that with the younger teachers who are more technology savvy and the kids who are far ahead of any adult, we'll see ways of remaining home in these small communities and developing an internet-based business. It's just the paradigm shift has to be made.
Across the valley is the superintendent's smallest school, called Gold Creek. The six students aren't thinking about technology today. They're getting ready for a track meet.
Jump off with 1 foot, Dakota.
Okay.
Except land with both.
Kim Tozzi is teaching the running long jump.
That's the way you do it.
She came here 2 years ago after having taught in big schools in Kansas City, Salt Lake, and the suburbs of Las Vegas. Her husband longed for Montana, but she didn't know if she'd like teaching in a one-room school.
A lot of things ran through my mind, and it really didn't terrify me until after I got hired. Then it hit me. Then it's like, I don't think I can do this, teaching all these grades at once.
She had no training for it, and so she looked everywhere for just one book about how to do it, how to teach in a one-room school, but couldn't find it. And even with its high percentage of rural students, Montana offers no college courses in multi-grade education.
I wasn't sure yet of how to plan. It was just chaotic.
Her problem was how to teach six children in every grade from kindergarten to sixth.
Last year, I always had that problem, how to manage my time to get to every child. This year, I think I finally have it down pat.
She taught herself through trial and error and meticulous planning, more than she'd ever had to do. And now she teaches six subjects to every student every day. She has different strategies for managing the time. Sometimes she'll combine the kids into one group for a discussion. Science class lends itself to that, with experiments like this one, using balloons to build up static electricity.
Now you have to be quiet for this. Because if you do it right, you can actually hear like a snap, crackle, pop. Rub your head. Okay, pull it away and hear it.
And then she asks them to work alone and write down what they observed while she moves from desk to desk. She crouches down next to Tiana, the first grader.
Okay. What did it do to your hair?
It made her hair static.
Okay.
In other subjects, such as reading and math, no group sessions, she brings the students one by one back to her desk. Here's Abigail reading third grade social studies.
You have read about many important events that took place in the past. It is not always easy to remember.
After the reading, she quizzes Abigail.
How many decades are there in a century? We haven't talked about this yet. There are 10 decades to one century.
For every subject she teaches, every student has a different textbook, and Kim Tozzi's bookshelf holds 30 teacher's manuals. In a normal day, she can do something she never did in Kansas City or Vegas, spend at least 1 hour alone with every student. Kim Tozzi has no downtime, no teacher's lounge. She teaches art, PE, and computers. Gold Creek School has a good DSL connection, faster than lots of rural schools and better than most of these kids have at home. She regrets that computers aren't her strength, but she shares Superintendent Jules Weber's desire to give kids access to technology. Now they're learning basic skills. Maybe in high school, she says, they'll have a chance to think about the new paradigm the superintendent talks about and help find a way to keep young people from leaving the county.
The whole world is changing.
Today there's a cold wind blowing, so at recess the kids are playing computer games when Superintendent Weber drops by. He's got a pink folder under his arm, news for Kim Tozzi and her teaching aide, the results on the Iowa Basic Skills Test, one of the most popular nationwide tests for measuring student achievement. Tiny Powell County has done well.
So if we look at grade one, we've tested 15 pupils, and the composite national percentile rank is 84.
Awesome.
Grade two, we tested 15 pupils.
Wow.
91. Grade three, we tested 22 pupils. 97.
Wow. Oh, I'm impressed.
Grade five, 24 pupils.
Kim Tozzi looks at other measures of her kids' success, too. They learn faster and get farther, and many of them, she says, will finish their textbooks months before the school year ends. That's Abigail, blinking on the school's old upright. She's 8 years old and can tell you about the gold rush in this county 150 years ago. Every day before school, she rides her horse, Landusky, for an hour on her family's ranch. It's wide open country, very few people now. Abigail loves the life and wants to be a vet. The question is, when Abigail's 25, will Gold Creek, Montana offer enough to keep her here? For NPR News, I'm Nina Ellis.
You can find other stories about one-room schoolhouses at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.